from God the Father, from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen. I have in my hand a lottery ticket. A ticket for the Mega Millions drawing that was on Friday, May 15th. Much to your chagrin, I did not win. So I'll be sticking around a little longer. Actually, I kind of like what I do, so I'd probably stick around anyway. But it's funny, because Artie was talking about prayer, and it made me think about the movie Bruce Almighty. Now, in the movie Bruce Almighty, the character Bruce is given God's power. And he's kind of overwhelmed by the prayer requests that came in, because there were simply millions of them. And so his solution then was to just answer yes to everybody's prayer. And one of the results of that was the fact that the New York State Lottery, the big whatever it was, so many people won that they ended up winning about $30 each, because all these people were praying that they were going to win the lottery. Now, I have to confess that I bought this ticket. I didn't pray to win. I figure God's got better things to do than worry about me and a lottery ticket. Lottery in the States has been around actually since, and I was a little surprised by this, the 1960s. It started out, I think, in Rhode Island. But it really didn't take hold until probably the 1970s or 1980s. We have now 44 out of the 50 states have a lottery in place. The thing that I find to be the most ironic situation concerning the lottery is the state that doesn't have it. Nevada does not have a state lottery, which seems to be the most baffling thing I've ever really thought about. Lotteries are one of these deals that people kind of have mixed feelings about because of what they represent, because there are some people who are truly entrenched with the whole idea that gambling and the lottery is considered gambling by many to be a very bad thing. And so there are people who are against it, there are people who are greatly for it, and there are a great majority of people, I think, that are fairly ambivalent about the whole thing one way or the other. Before we had state lottery, we still had games that involved numbers. The unfortunate part was these numbers games were run by an illegal group of people. Now, if you've ever lived in New Jersey and you've talked to some Italian Americans, they will tell you that the mafia does not exist. Really? However, since about the 1920s, the mafia has been given credit with running numbers games throughout the country, especially in the poorer neighborhoods in urban areas. The numbers game was first introduced into this country about the 1850s, they suspect, but the game itself has been around since the 1500s. It's been going on for that long. But it's been going on even longer than that. If you look at the book Joshua, and you go to the 14th chapter, what you'll find out is that they put together a lottery to figure out which tribe of Israel was going to have which section of land in the Promised Land. Makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? We're just going to hold a lottery. The reason why I talk about it has to do with our first lesson. They drew lots. At the very first congregational meeting, they drew lots. It's a novel approach, but it is an approach that they fully understood in terms of their religious communities. And it is probably the greatest faith-filled expression you could ever possibly have. because the assumption with the lots in terms of figuring out who was going to be the next disciple was that God was going to make it go the way God wanted it to go. If that's not an expression of faith, I really don't know what is. Okay, so in June of 2013, June of 2013, that man sent me an email. He said, there's this church I go to that has a pastoral opening. Do you know anybody who would be interested? Nudge, nudge, wink, wink. Know what I mean. And that began the process, the call process involving me. So in June, I get the first contact. I did not receive an invitation to accept a call here until February, or January, it was January actually, of 2014. In between, Stephen Page will tell you, there was a binder about this thick, full of all kinds of pieces of paper that said everything you would ever want to know and some things you probably do not want to know about me, and an equal binder telling me everything that you wanted me to know and some things you didn't want me to know about you and Living Water Church. There were, within that time frame, 6-7 interviews that took place. You guys really like to have interviews. And I understood why, but it was a long, laborious process. It took a lot of energy of a lot of people to make this whole thing happen. And here we have in today's first lesson, all you had to do was roll the dice. Wouldn't that been a lot simpler? Come on, Lucky 7. But you see, the amazing thing for me has to do with the fact of what this first lesson is. This first lesson is not only the first congregational meeting, it's also the first prayer that takes place within a congregational gathering. And it is the first call process that takes place. Because they choose a new apostle. A new man is called to be able to step forward and to be able to do the work that Judas had been doing up until the time that he betrayed Christ. And the whole experience is based on faith. A faith experience based on the understanding and belief that within the roll of the dice, God is going to make sure the person who's supposed to be chosen is chosen. Now, we're a lot smarter than the disciples were back then because we need to have lots of paper and lots of meetings and lots of interviews and lots of visits from the higher ups to be able to tell us exactly what we need and what fits and what works really well for us. And then we all gather together in a room and we have a presentation that takes place, and then we get to decide whether we're going to call that person or not. Because we're very smart. We're edumacated people. We're people who know the way the world works. We're people who are good at making choices, good at evaluating things, good at seeing things take place the way we want things to take place. Not just a roll of the dice. 7 months, 8 months. Hard work. And then God still chooses. You see, because ultimately the understanding of what we do and what takes place is the fact that within our prayers we ask God's Holy Spirit to come and dwell within our hearts and our minds to be able to help us in the choices that we make. That was my prayer. That was my prayer when I was trying to figure out whether this was the thing that should happen for me and for my family, and really for you too, because look what you got to put up with. And so that prayer continued throughout the process, each and every step of the way, just to be able to, I think, give myself a sense of solace to know that I was really going in the direction that God would want me to go. And I believe for the call committee, it was much the same way in terms of them step by step praying through the process to ensure that God was there leading and guiding them to the place they needed to end up. We could have saved all that paper. Just a roll of the dice. Because you see, it really is about where we place our faith. It is about the understanding that God is going to make things work the way God wants things to work, no matter what we do, no matter how complex or convoluted and how involved we are with the process, or how uninvolved we are. God will see that things will work out the way they're supposed to. Because this is God's church. This is the place where we come to offer our respect, our prayers, our lives to the God of life. The God who has placed before us a myriad of people who work together to be able to serve in God's best interest and in the best interest of God's people. The God who makes sure that the people that come and go through these doors are people who truly understand the calling that God has placed before them. Whether it's through a variety of meetings, simple prayers, or just what we might interpret to be the luck of the draw within the kingdom of God and within God's church. God's presence is there, seeing that the dice roll the way they're supposed to roll. That the people who are chosen are the ones who are chosen for the roles that need to be done. That the pathway that is set forth is one that invites all those who are enabled to do God's work to feel free to do that. To be inspired, to be called, to be gathered together, to be God's children and God's people here in this place. Taking those blessings that God has placed before us and doing what we're called to do to be able to serve this God of life. It's just not by chance. It's just not by the luck of the draw. But it is by the guidance of God. And the faith that we place into God's guidance, that we will be led to those places we need to go, called to those situations we are called to work. Understanding that each and every step of the way as this community gathers and moves and grows, that we are doing those things that God has called us to do. Boldly proclaiming our place within God's kingdom and faithfully serving Him. As we roll the dice throughout our lives, understanding that when we roll them, when we place our faith in God, they'll turn up just the way God intends. Amen.